Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to a very special and chill and happy vibes episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We are so chill. We just recorded with our guest. Wait till you hear it. But before that, we have two things we're going to talk about. First up, free stuff.
Free stuff alert.
Get ready for some free stuff and events. And we have a little housekeeping to fill you guys in on. And then a small, tiny debate about the minimalists in the beauty world versus the maximalists. Which are we? What do we want? Who's doing what?
And finally, we have a really lovely conversation with Tina Bornstein, the founder of Tony and Tina. And she has a line that we are just like absolutely like high off of. It's sold at Credo Beauty and at Warm New York, a very cool store. New York girls, you might know. And I think you guys are really going to learn a lot. All right. We want to know a little bit more about what you like and what you want from the podcast.
That's right, people.
And also, we just want to hang out. And give you guys free stuff.
I know. I feel like everybody says to us on social media, like, I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys for, you know, a half an hour, 45 minutes. But we don't get to hang out with you. So here's the deal. We are hosting a very special event on Thursday, July 18th in New York City.
New York City!
It's a private party for our favorite listeners at the Nexus Salon in Tribeca, which is like, what, a 5-10 minute walk south of our studio here?
Really close.
So 20 of you are going to get to come. And when you come to the party, you're going to get free blowouts, dry styling, get to hang out with us, nibble some snacks, drink some drinks, get free products. It's going to be amazing. It's a present to you guys. Did I mention everything was free?
Free.
So.
Except your subway ride or cab fare to come to the party.
So how does it all happen? How do you get these tickets is what you're wondering.
Okay. So here's what you guys are going to do. You're going to email us at info@fatmascara with the subject line Nexus, that's spelled N-E-X-X-U-S, and answer the question we're about to ask. Or you can just go on our blog, fatmascara.com/blog, and answer there. So are you ready for the question?
Yes. We want you to tell us what guest was your favorite guest and why. So basically, which was your favorite episode we've done so far? And feel free, since you're dropping us a line anyway, to tell us what topics you think we're missing that we should be covering. There's no like gimmick in this. This isn't like, you know, a hashtag spawn segment of the podcast. We just want to know like what you guys like and don't. Like, we hear from you on social media, but like truly tell us. And you could be one of these 20 lucky people.
And here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick the 20. We're going to email you the exclusive invitation with all of the details on July 11th, 1 week before the party, which, if you didn't catch it the first time, is the evening of Wednesday, July 18th. And if you don't live in the New York City area or you can't make it to the event and still want to share feedback, that's awesome. You can still email us and fill out the questions of the blog. Just make a note that you cannot attend.
Yeah, we'll put a little form on the blog, too, where you check, like, can attend or can't. Feel free to tell us everything you're thinking. And if this is too much information to handle because, like, you're on the subway right now or driving your car down Route 86. Is there a Route 86 somewhere?
Probably.
Yeah.
Right?
I hear you, Mary, on Route 86.
Oh, my God. They can see me.
Just go to Fat Mascara. What's our website? God damn it.
Fatmascara.com/blog.
We'll put all this again there so it makes sense. And yeah, we cannot wait to meet you guys.
IRL. So profesh.
So profesh.
I love it when you guys DM with ideas, topics, thoughts, and we had a really thought-provoking moment from, sorry, girl, I can't pick up your name because your Instagram handle is, like, very not clear.
What's your Instagram handle?
At AF Canoe. Maybe your name is Allison. Maybe it's Andrea. I don't know.
But what did she want to know?
That would be help. She sent me... Oh, my God. Oh, AF Canoe. Good time.
She wanted to know
about the Il Maquillage subway campaign. It says, who wants to be low maintenance anyway?
Il Maquillage is an Israeli-based beauty brand that just came stateside, I believe, correct? They opened a store in New York City.
I don't know. Did they open up
or
the
maybe
store?
That was just a pop-up situation.
It may have been just a pop-up, but their
Prestige
whole
Color Cosmetics. Yes, go.
The ad is kind of hilarious. I won't read the entire thing, but it's a lot of text on one ad. And the headline is, who wants to be low maintenance anyway? And then in a smaller font, it says, and since when is owning a single lightly tinted chapstick a good thing?
Ooh, Glossier Burn.
Listen. She goes, to whomever started this no fuss trend, with all due respect, we'd cry for you. This is, it's so funny, this image of it. I can see our listener in the reflection, like, looking very serious, taking a photo of
it.
It's really, oh, it's not our listener. I'm sorry. It's somebody else. She sent me their post.
Focus, Jess. Focus.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, guys. This is like, I'm all woozy from Tina. And I think when you guys listen, you'll understand. I'm just like, I'm on another planet. So it's a really cool, I think it's a really cool ad because it definitely grabs you.
Yeah.
She wanted to know our thoughts on the brand and whether or not we've tried any of the products. I think the bigger question is, what's going on with this like maximalist, minimalist divide?
Yeah. We've been talking about this for a while, actually, in the beauty industry, how there's like these two paths that we're going down. There's either the like full face beat, bake your shit, contour it, strobe it, highlight it, YouTube, like, Instagram aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Or there's, like, the Glossier girl and the, you know, soft filtered sunlight and I don't need a lot of makeup, blah, blah, blah. And I just keep thinking, like, yeah, we've kind of, like, lost the middle ground a little bit. I can't think of a brand right now that owns it. But then again, who wants to be the middle ground? But I liken it to, you know what this got me thinking? Think about politics in America, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Like 20 years ago, there was people that were friends on both sides of the aisle. There were a lot of central politics. And things just, in this age of like digital media, we're just like going our different way and get further and further apart. I hope that doesn't like become like a fight, you know, a beauty industry fight of minimalists versus maximalists.
The Il Maquillage poster.
Them's feels
like
words.
Yeah, it feels like shots fired.
It's like Emily Weiss versus Il Maquillage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying Glossier, but there's plenty of other brands that do that kind of, tinted moisturizer and some chapstick.
Yeah, it's like, we have bigger things to think about. We're not like obsessed with makeup. It's just about being real.
Yeah, but and this brand's owning the obsession. So I've tried a bunch of the products. I didn't try any of the skin products because I couldn't find a foundation that matched or anything. They're really prestige. I'm not sure about the pricing. I have to check on that. But like, it's not a cheap line. Mm-hmm. And they really go against the best in class of everything. So for example, like the shadows, I liken them a little bit to Charlotte Tilbury. They were very like, mm-hmm. they had a lot of pigment load and metallic, and they really stay very pretty. I brought the two mascaras that I've been testing, and you know how loyal I am to my tubing mascara.
Oh, you're really into that.
However, this silver one I did not like. That's what I'm wearing today, and it's smudged. But this black one, Encore, volume all day, lasting and water. Nope, that's the one I didn't like. Sorry, it's the silver one I liked.
So the pricing PS is pretty prestige. I'm looking on just Google Shopping. And yeah. There's,
see how we do our research, everyone? Yeah. We researched this beforehand. Look at the bullet points.
Il Maquillage eyeshadow, $26 from Alcon Company.
For a single
pen.
Yeah, they were
eyeshadow.
Nice eyeshadows,
that's
though.
Very expensive.
They're sort of like the Tom Ford ones, too, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably like a wet slurry press instead of like a dry baked. You know,
ooh,
when it gets like,
wet
it's like
slurry.
It's like the gel almost texture to
it
them.
It feels
they're
creamy.
Really nice. So this mascara, though, is the of the things that I've tried. This was my favorite. The lip products are nice, too. They have the matte. I cannot do the matte lip, but they have a nice one. This is called Icon. High volume and intense curl mascara. And what I liked about it is I feel like a lot of mascaras, when they load on the color for like drama, your lashes get heavy and droopy, and true to form with the curling claim here, this was like it opens up your eyes but still has definition.
That's so, what I need.
Il Maquillage Icon mascara. I liked it, but I want to hear what you guys think of some of the other products, and like, which side of this debate are you
on? Which side of the fence? Maybe we'll have to do one of those Instagram polls.
Like, oh yeah
okay.
Are you a minimalist or a maximalist in the beauty world?
And if you're in between, I think that's okay.
I think
I'm
too.
Kind of in between.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence.
Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Yeah, come play with us.
We are here with Tina Bornstein, the co-founder of the cult fave 90s beauty brand Tony and Tina Vibrational Remedies, which has been revived as a beauty and lifestyle brand. She's also a Reiki master. She just Reiki'd me. And an energy healer. I think she healed some of my energy. And so much more. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you.
Welcome to that mascara.
I am a fan, and I have been very excited to come on your show for a long time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you. See, I wasn't joking, guys. Like, she just Reiki'd me. I have a headache. And I do feel it's duller. I feel, like, more present. I don't know if it's your energy or if it's the Reiki or what. But we're going to get into the Reiki stuff,
okay,
too. So,
yeah.
Just you wait. So before we talk about beauty, though, can we talk about color? Just color in general. Do we underestimate the power of color? Like, not just in cosmetics, but in our everyday lives, color was such a big part of your first line.
Yes. Color was one of the biggest entry points for us because we looked at the cosmetic floor and Tony and I were artists at the time and said, well, what's happening on this floor? Color, aroma, and making yourselves feel great.
Yeah.
So we took cosmetics and used it as a metaphor to be a cue for you. We were studying the chakras at the time and color therapy, so we knew the effects as far as using the vibration through clothing, through solarizing water, many different variations of it. And to make it make sense for us and what we were presenting to our retailers and our customers was to say, this is a cue. If you're having a meeting today and you know that you need better expression and you know that blue is associated with the throat chakra.
Is it? I didn't know that.
And even
And
even if you forget that, blue is with communication.
Okay.
And you don't feel like wearing a blue scarf because it doesn't go with your like fancy outfit.
Yeah.
Wear blue nail polish.
Okay.
And get or the good blue vibes. Eyeshadow. And you are actually getting the vibration of that color coming into you, but it's also psychological as well.
I just have to break in because I want to understand something. You know, blue, okay, communication, red, whatever that is. Like, who decided this? Was there like a color authority back in the day, or is this just like a spiritual thing that like either you get it or you don't? Like, is there like a sacred text of color or something?
One of the things we were very sort of adamant about is not sort of being too woo-woo. We wanted to have the science behind it. Mm-hmm. And yes, this does stem from time-tested and spiritualists just intuitively knowing this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then in the 60s and early 70s, they started to have studies about it. And the Rolf study by Dr. Valerie Hunt was one of the very first studies that was studying the chakras overall, but showed the effects of color, aroma, sound.
On like your blood pressure and things like that?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's so interesting.
And they had one of those EEG machines monitoring
like brain waves.
Your brain waves. Mm-hmm. And had a special serum, which of course I don't know the name of, in your in your body, like they do to find things.
And like a dye or something.
They had some special dye, and they actually saw physiological changes.
When you look at particular colors and or smell particular smells is what you're talking about, right?
Yep.
Wow.
So or wear it.
Right. You walked in this room, and you, like, beelined for our one pink chair. And the rest of them were, like, white and gray, right? What's that about? What is pink mean?
Pink and green are associated with your heart chakra, But just in color therapy, it's a really happy, giddy, and calming color. Mm-hmm. So I think knowing coming in here, I wanted to have fun. Really, I was like, nice. Pink chair.
Great. Okay. Well,
that's so funny because we were gonna ask you, like, how can we use color to shift our mood?
Yeah.
sit in a pink chair.
Sit in a pink chair.
What else can you do to, like?
Color showers are great because you can do them anytime, anywhere.
What's a color shower?
You can either close your eyes or not. Close your eyes and you envision like your version of perfect pink or perfect gold or perfect purple, whatever it is. You don't even need to know what it means. You just need to know what is your intuition telling you need at this moment. And you imagine it showering in through the top of your head, going through your entire body, going through your organs, the cells, and then it just gently it not only calms your entire energy system and physical system, but it will also help just release whatever doesn't serve you and let that drain right out your feet.
I love that.
I was doing like a pseudo color shower while she was talking. Me I hope too. The listeners were too.
That's... Mine was gray. Is that weird?
No.
It was like an arctic gray.
Okay.
Gray is actually associated with femininity.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine was champagne pink. I think I just want some champagne. I don't know.
I love combining gold and pink. Yeah.
This is funny because speaking of pink, I know that when you started Tony and Tina, what I don't know how many, 20 years, 21 years ago?
97 officially.
You talked about this like pink bubble technique.
Yes.
What is the pink bubble technique?
It's
what
the
did
best
it do
thing
for you?
Ever.
And can you share it with everybody? How do we do it? What does it do?
Okay. We discovered it through Shakti Gawain. We were studying creative visualization, and we, at the time, my mom was living in Florida, and we were studying the law of attraction, just how to manifest your own reality. You know, we were like sort of those stereotypical starving artists on the Lower East Side, yeah. And we stood on the beach and said, let's try the pink bubble for real, and we got very serious. We put into the bubble that we wanted to...
And this is a visualization technique, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You stand there and you imagine either with your eyes open or closed. We did it closed. It sort of is more helpful for your eyes to be closed and you can really see it. But some people have a problem with visualizing. So I always say, don't get caught up. Mm-hmm. If you don't see the bubble, just know in your heart it's there.
Okay.
So you see this pink bubble appear in front of you. And you put into it whatever you want.
Like literally what you want, like a goal.
Literally. Okay. Like be specific. The more specific you are is the more specific of what will be returned to you.
Okay.
We said we wanted to, like, I know this isn't very spiritual. We wanted to make money. Mm-hmm. We wanted to travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to share share our journey,
okay,
of this learning path that
and
we
so you
had
put
just
that in your pink bubble.
We put that in the pink bubble. I wanted to put in more, and Tony was like, "No, let's just start with these three things and see what happens." So we did it very seriously. You send off after you put into the bubble whatever it is you want. And when I've done this with groups, there's always someone in the group who says, how many things can I put in? As much as you want.
Okay.
It's your bubble. So you put it into the bubble, and then you release. And then it's really important to say thank you, and this is for the highest good of all involved, so that you're not energetically messing anyone up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I'm not taking from someone else to get my goal.
Yeah.
Oh,
first of all,
like
there's
that.
Enough abundance in the universe. When people are like, okay. Oh, well, if I make all this money, then I'm taking away from someone else. Actually, no, you're not.
Yeah.
There's enough abundance.
So put some gratitude in there, too.
Put some gratitude for the best of everybody involved. You send it off. You imagine it going up into the sky, through the clouds, into the field of manifestation.
So you're visualizing this big pink bubble with all your things inside flying up and out.
Yes.
Slowly? Fast? Does it matter?
Whatever feels good to you.
Do people ever say they're not totally sure what they want to put in the bubble? I mean, that's a separate problem, I guess.
Sometimes.
Like Jess has a friend who doesn't know what to put in the bubble.
Yeah, I don't know what to put in the bubble.
Then I would put in clarity.
Oh,
so it can be something abstract.
Like help
absolutely.
Me figure out what
I want. I guess maybe it's just the word clarity then.
Yeah, like I would like to have clarity as to where, what path I should take. What is my life purpose? I have no idea. I don't know what to do with this pink bubble. Okay, if you could send me some help, that'd be great. Thanks. Yeah, send
Release
it up.
Release your pink bubble. Yeah. So you and Tony did this on the beach in Florida, wanted money, whatever. Somehow this led to starting a makeup company?
It's honestly ridiculous.
What happened?
3 weeks later, we got a call from a friend going, you guys are like these cool downtown artists. Want to start a cosmetic company with us?
And you said, will we make money and travel the world and share our journey?
We didn't quite say that at first. We were just like, yes.
So cool.
If we can bring in our metaphysical beliefs.
Yeah, which is the vibrational remedies.
Exactly. So we had a meeting in our little, you can't even call it a one bedroom, down on Ludlow Street. And everybody had their parts. And it just, within 6 months, we were on the shelves of Bloomingdale's and had been written up in every fashion magazine that was noteworthy.
I remember it was huge. Now, I'm really stuck on this pink bubble thing. I'm still feeling my Reiki moment.
It's everybody's favorite thing.
It's so great. Are there any other meditation or relaxation techniques that are easy for our listeners to understand, like, you know, over the airwaves?
Yeah. I do think there are a couple of things. One, the power of your thoughts and words can never be underestimated. So if you could pick a word, which I had to do back in my Tony and Tina 1.0 days, as I call it, when I was super stressed, being pulled in every direction, and I found myself getting crabby, and I was like, this is not who I want to be.
Yeah.
So I said, well, what word helps me calm down, and what do I really want to do? And the word soften just came to me. So every time I felt that energy coming up of, I would just go in my head, soften.
Like a mantra almost.
Yes. And I would take a deep breath. So there's that, a key word, which of course years later I have since learned that many people recommend that same thing. Of course, at the time I felt like, ooh, well, I came up with this on my own. I'm so awesome. And then you find out, oh yeah, 30 other people came up with that too. But breath is something that we all forget about a lot. I have to remind myself to breathe.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for 20 years. What happens when you're writing something out, you're thinking, most of us hold our breath.
Why do we do that? Just like a human nature
thing.
We're tense
and we go, like our muscles tense up, our shoulders go up, and we hold our breath. So if your shoulders go down and you just take a deep breath in your nose, and out your mouth, it immediately sends a signal. So I have something on my website called Three Breaths to Relaxation. And it's literally taking three slow, deep breaths in your nose, out your mouth. Nobody asked. You could do this in the middle of a party.
Oh, I like that.
In the middle of a business meeting. Because, yes, I love teaching people, like, deeper things that they can do at home and really get into things. Yeah. But I think one of the things we all need the most and is a great entry level is, what can I do during my day? So
you just gave us three amazing things. Yeah. Pink bubble technique, get a word and use it when you need to.
And breathe. What's your website, just so people can jump to it now?
www.tonyandtina, and that's Tony with a Y, .net.
That was so 97 of you. It's what a www and a .net. I love it.
I mean, timeless, though. Really timeless.
You mentioned Tony and Tina 1.0.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've been talking about with the color and vibrational remedies. The brand sort of changed over. You stepped away for a while, and now you're back.
Yes.
So the logo is very similar. It's like same logo.
No, we were bought by this amazingly cool German company who said, like, come with us. We're a family-owned business. And 2 years later, they sold to an unbelievably large company where we just didn't fit into their business model. Mm-hmm. I knew the people associated with the company. There was no hard feelings whatsoever. Yeah. It just was business. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to pursue my healing path more. Mm. So I dived in and got my energy medicine certification, started doing my shamanic journeys again, started a private practice. And strangely enough, or not for me, I had this dream that I was in a hotel and I got this delivery, and it was this company that I've worked with. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention names or not, but they sent, they were like, we're so sorry this took so long, but here are your samples that you asked for. And I opened the bottle, I was like, these are the colors that I wanted right before we closed.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like running around the hotel going, we have to start again. We have to start again. We have to start again. And I woke up the next morning and went, whoa.
I missed this. And how long ago was this?
This was like 5 years ago. Okay.
So what, you know, for people who aren't familiar, your Tony and Tina 2.0 is really like beautiful oils, a lot of like energy balancing products. What made you, I mean, it's clear that that was your, we can hear the glass jangle.
And those are clear quartz crystals.
Oh, God, that's why.
Okay. Lots of amazing, you know, crystals, all kinds of good stuff. But what made you say, okay, I'm going to put my energy into these kind of products.
Rather than like nail polish.
Because you got your color samples. So, yeah, you know, you didn't want to kick that off again.
No, well, in all honesty, we were being courted when I got the rights back to the name. Mm-hmm. Actually, somebody asked me to get the rights back. Mm-hmm. They wanted to mass us out. Mm-hmm. And we
like that happened with hard candy, and they're like at Walmart. You mean when you say mass it out? Yeah,
yeah. I
like another that. 90s indie brand.
Yeah, I really like
poor
that
Dina.
Term.
Like one of the biggest tragic stories I've ever heard of in the cosmetic business. Anyway,
there were a lot of 90s small brands that came up and like went through the same journey as you. Mm-hmm. It's like
and one or two never sold out, and I say more power to them. we didn't mean to. We thought we were joining this private company. And so we went through the exercise of going through that. And Tony and I looked at each other. He's not involved anymore
in
right
this 2.0
now.
Version.
Well, he was in the beginning.
With the lovely sprays
and
oils.
He designed the
oils.
Labels.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And
stopped me from going absolutely color crazy on the website. Like he was like, no.
It's calming. It's not,
No. Yeah. We're not doing that. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So we looked at each other and said, do we want to do this? Yes. Who are we? And he just looked at me and he goes, you're a healer and you already make oils and you're already making oils for your clients. Expand upon that. And, you know, he's like, make a few products for me, like the rewilding aftershave, which like men are addicted to. Like I get, one friend emailed me this sad, sad picture of his empty bottle. And he's like, I need more of my tincture. I'm like, okay, I will get it to you. So that was the decision to go small, local, clean, green, and there are no fillers. It is 100% natural and organic, energy infused by me with Reiki energy medicine.
Can I pause you here?
Yeah.
The Reiki thing I fully get because I watched Jess Feel Better, and believe it or not, years ago, I was working at a like perfume shop in West Philly, and Tony was doing like a in-store thing, and he Reiki'd me.
So yeah, cool.
It worked.
Yeah,
but infusing products with energy.
Yeah,
we've had some people come on and talk about this, and we always have our listeners be like, "Is there science? What does
Could
that
there
mean?"
Be, is
yeah,
it
we
real?
Get a lot of feedback.
What does that mean?
Well, I would just start by saying one preference. Reiki is a part of the umbrella of energy medicine.
I can't equate the two. Got it.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
But it's just
it's
under
there.
The bigger.
Okay. I just like
I was
letting
just using
people
that
know
as like
it's a much broader picture.
Okay.
What I did to you technically was energy medicine technique.
Oh, the with
But
death.
So it wasn't Reiki or
what? Oh, no, she was touching
it
you
was,
too.
Yeah.
Wait, so
what I did is a cerebral fluid energy medicine technique.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's a self-care. You could do it for yourself. Basically, holding these points on your chest and on your the side of your head, front, back, and then switching is allowing the fluid to not only come up through your body into your brain, but you're also giving yourself a crossover as well, giving a signal to your energies that these fluids should be crossing over to allow your energy to calm itself and operate on its best optimal level.
In case we don't edit this part out, just so you know, listeners, Jess had a headache, and now she's definitely holding one hand on the side of her head and one, like, on her like, sternum, right?
Yeah.
Sternum, and it's making you feel better.
Yeah. I'm like, kind of curving my fingertips around, like, the crown of my head, and the kind of heel of my hand is, like, on my temple.
Yeah. You did that instinctually.
So that's energy healing. Reiki is something different.
It is, but it's part of the umbrella.
Right.
Under the umbrella.
And then back to the product. So how would you ever infuse a product with energy?
I would say if anyone has not heard of Dr. Emoto, he did the water study. That's the only real study that I can point to with this, besides it just being time tested. He put two water bottles out, and he had the kids in the school go up to one and say thank you, and or no, one to say I love you, one to say I hate you.
To the water.
To the water. A week later, and he had, you know, put it under a microscope, did the whole molecular structure documentation. A week later, the I hate you was completely disformed, and the I love you was a perfect sphere of a perfectly
what,
healthy
like molecule. Like the hydrogen and oxygen molecules in the water were like changed.
Were affected by the words.
I gotta go get
this
white paper right now and study it.
By the words and the energy pointed at them. So that's sort of my example of it.
Was this doctor very, I guess it sounds very
hip. Like four books. He's passed away, unfortunately, a few years ago, but there were four books that he wrote, very well respected, and I think offshoots of studies were probably done on it. Like
I'm like the ultimate cynic, but I will point out here the reason these things don't get studied is there's like no money in it. So just because there hasn't been a study doesn't mean it couldn't be proven scientifically.
And what I tell people is, if you don't believe me, try it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And even if it's just like the placebo effect working for you, why not? Then that's the vibrations, right?
Absolutely.
When you're mixing up oils, are you just like sending good Tina love into
the... Well, I have a whole routine. Well, first of all, I make sure all of my energies are aligned and working right because we project whatever energy is in us at the time. So from every ingredient I infuse with, like, I'll do the Reiki hand symbols. I'll do some figure eights, which is for me energy medicine, sound therapy. I have my Tibetan healing healing bowls.
I like those. Do that.
Which I use over them. And then I literally put my hands over it and I verbally say out loud, like, I do it specifically for each one. So let's say for the Lover's Blend, I infuse this oil with like the love, light, and radiance of the universe, and I program it to have the wearer feel loved and beautiful.
Tina, this does not feel very scalable. Like if the products take off and whatever, she's going to be 24 hours a day in there. Like
with the bowl.
The bowls and infusing.
No, I would be the happiest person ever
you
to do that.
Sharing all the good energy.
But you see, this would be my black label.
Oh.
This
would
be like the... No, I am looking for partners to bring back the whole brand.
But this is like the special VIP ones.
Absolutely.
But you can still have these nice aromatherapy and color experiences if you're mass produced.
Fingers crossed. They can't see me. Those fingers are crossed.
Your first brand seems so ahead of its time. You were saying, oh, it's cult 90s, but it does feel super like
now is the time.
Yeah. So where do you, we understand how you got the inspiration for this line, but like, where do you just kind of get inspired? Where do you think of new products and, new meditations?
My clients are a lot of help,
rewilding aftershave. I don't even know what that is. Like how'd that come
about? Well, that was Tony. Oh, I wanted to do the aftershave in general because it really annoys me how not every man, because I know a lot of men are really in tune with taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. some of my closer friends, and certainly my current boyfriend, is like, washing your face? What is that?
Yeah, shout out Jeff.
Yeah. So I wanted an aftershave that did everything. You know, a little antiseptic, stopped obviously the razor
like
bumps.
It's all my,
and there's a little moisturizer in there, and there's the aromatherapy in there that helps to make them feel empowered, but yet confident and calm.
So rather than like art, which I'm sure inspires you still, but it's more sounds like the people in your life are the people
yes.
that are like
inspiring Oh, absolutely.
You.
Now, That's it cool. used to be more art. Now it's definitely more people and my clients who will literally request things, or somebody will have a product of mine and say, someone got the Healthy Aura Rose Spray, which is I like everything to be multi-purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think if something's only good for one thing,
you're know, practical.
Yes. Like just yeah. like we multiple use. Come on, we're multiple people, right? Mm-hmm. We all do like five jobs, mm-hmm. so why shouldn't we have a product that helps us through all of? Sorry, through all of that. So this woman wrote me saying, oh my God, I started spraying your Aura spray in my office before my meetings, and now they're really going more smoothly.
Ooh. Oh, I like this. We need some of that.
We have it. And she gave us the little, this is the rose one?
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody go get some and spray it all around your desk before you meet
Get ready,
boss.
Hearst.
I will say, though, people are more obsessed with the bergamot lavender one.
Okay.
Why? I'm a little bit more obsessed with the rose one. That's what I put on my bed. My pillows every night before yeah. I mm-hmm. go to bed. And now Jeff like tries like stop. I'm just like hide under the sheets. It'll be done in a minute. But also if you're talking about multi-purpose, I had a client who came to me, who said, you know, my spleen is really overtaxed.
What?
I don't know where my spleen is.
I don't even
is.
Know where my spleen is. Exactly.
Yeah. It's right here.
Left side.
I'm sorry.
Rib cage. It's right beneath.
It's a little bit below, and I'm not a doctor, so I may not be getting this exactly uh-huh.
correctly. But this person knew they had a bad spleen.
Yeah. Yeah. They knew they were overtaxing it. When you get stressed out or if you're doing unhealthy things for you, your spleen is what processes everything physically, emotionally. So
okay.
Anything you put into your body, whether it's food, medication.
Mr. Spleen is involved.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Mrs. So you, I like
or
Ms.
Spleen.
Ms. Spleen. So rose, because it's such a feminine scent, and rose, I can't tell you the medical reason why, or the, because there aromatherapists will, I'm not a certified aromatherapist. Mm-hmm, you know,
we don't need to talk about volatile molecules and
yeah,
all that. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine.
So if you spray it directly onto your spleen, mm-hmm. It sends a signal. Your spleen, your body is really intelligent. It knows, it's the best healer you'll ever have. It's the best intuitive you'll ever have. When you learn to talk to your body and trust your body.
Oh, that's like when I get nauseous and then my boyfriend just told me this. I was like, I feel nauseous. He's like, that's feelings. I was like, is that what it feels like? It's just like a vague nausea.
But you're like, right. Maybe you want to let that out. Yeah. Which I'll send you the booklet. That's called Expelling the Venom.
So you made this product for your clients.
Yeah, yeah. You can spray different essential oils or just dab them on different organs and your organ goes, oh, you're taking care of me. That then sends a signal to your brain that you are taking care of you. And all these other electrochemical reactions begin to happen naturally because we are hardwired to be healthy and joyful.
Podcast over.
I know. I feel like.
Good night.
I feel so boring.
No, it's beautiful.
I hope everybody who's listening is as calm and chill right now as we are.
I know. This is fantastic. I mean, you've been through, like, you've been on, like, a bit of a roller coaster in the beauty industry the past 20 years. You've created two brands, two very different types of brands. What have you learned? Like, that, I'm sure you learned a ton, but what's, like, I know, like, I feel like you have some stories to tell. Like, what?
Yeah, too many.
Yeah.
I'll
like if somebody's starting a brand now.
I would say never burn a bridge and always take the high road, even if the person is wrong and I'm allowed to curse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if they're an asshole.
Okay, no, that's really valuable. Is it just because it's a small world or?
Because it's a small world and I'm also a true believer in what you put out is what you get back. And if somebody's being an ass or negative or mean or condescending, it's their issue, not yours.
Ooh, need to hear that sometimes.
Yeah, so do really I do that. This stuff because I need it.
Yeah, I can take things quite personally.
It's so hard. It's really, really hard. I think that you can choose not to interact with them if you can. You know, if you're in a situation where you can avoid those people.
Yeah.
But I think that it's great to have empathy for them of going, you know what? I don't like you. You're negative. You're an ass. You're antagonistic.
You might not know their whole story, too.
But you don't know. Did they come from a highly dysfunctional upbringing and never resolve that? Do they have severe insecurities? Do they go home at night and their significant other is telling them how crappy they are? We have no idea. And what the biggest lesson I learned from Tony and Tina of doing the old one and the new one is people will sit there with a full on game face when I'm like telling them stuff and talking about themselves, stuff where somewhere in the back of my head I've learned not to think this anymore, but we're like, oh, this person thinks I'm absolutely full of crap, and they're just gonna walk away and be like, yeah, right, whatever.
Yeah.
And 3 months later, I get like a letter, or 3 months later, it gets back to me. Oh my God, this person, and it keeps talking about how you changed their life.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you can't assume. And yeah, it's hard. And what I choose to do is to actually, this is one of the things that I used to teach, is put a nice white or any kind of color you like, protective bubble around yourself as a smart filter.
Visualize this.
Yep.
Smart filter.
Negativity, a smart filter. And I will, one time I was walking down the street, I saw a crazy person coming towards me.
Jess is very familiar with this experience.
Talking to himself, but like aggressively.
Yeah. I just saw this today too.
I got a little nervous.
Yeah.
And I just put a bubble around him, and his face got confused looking, and he like went towards like the other part of the street. And I was just like, wow, because this stuff amazes me as much as it amazes anyone else.
Tina might control the universe. Sorry. This has been so much fun. I feel a lot happier.
Good energy. You really brought it today.
Well done.
You brought it today, Tina.
Oh my God. Thank you guys.
It's time to raise a wand.
Raise it. What's up?
Okay. I got seduced by marketing big time. I know this is a silly product, but I love it. It's L'Oreal's new Paradise Enchanted Blush that smells like peaches and is peach colored.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. I know, like, I don't need a peach scented blush. I know that.
Yeah, you do.
But like, it makes me happy every time I put it on. And you know what I really like? They made 4 different peach tones. So like any skin tone can wear peach, which I feel like normally peach is only for like a fair girl. But there's like a corally one. Oh, all 4 of them are good.
I have to try this. I don't have this.
They're like very orgasm-y in the shade family.
Okay.
But then they smell like peaches.
That's so
lovely.
And
who doesn't want that? So I like the one that's called Bashful, but there's 3 other ones depending on your skin tone I would pick. Plus it's like $12, L'Oreal. Nice blush. What are you raising a wand to?
So mine is somewhat of a beauty product. I'm going to tell you, I did this thing for myself maybe like 6-7 years ago. I had moved into a new apartment. I wanted to make myself feel special. I was kind of like in a cocooning self-care moment. And I went to Bloomingdale's and I bought a single towel that cost more than like any towel that, you know, I didn't even know towels could get
like
this.
Like a Turkish 500 thread count, whatever.
Okay. I had no idea towels could get this expensive in the US of A. The brand is Abyss.
Like, I thought you were just going to raise a wand to towels.
No.
Okay.
Not that
abyss?
Crazy yet.
Like abyss. The abyss that your wallet needs to be to afford this towel?
Exactly.
Amazing.
And I bought this towel. When I touched it, it was like touching a comforter. You know, it was so thick. It was so thick and luscious. So I bought this towel. And we had a good run for like honestly just like 6 months because I didn't realize they needed the special care. I would just put it like in a hot wash.
What do you need to do to them?
Well, I'll tell you, fast forward, on my wedding registry, I put these Abyss towels. And I got some flack, like, you know, who do you think you are? These towels are crazy expensive. Whoa, nice towels. Uh-huh. Got a couple of, like, sassy comments. Well, a very good friend of mine, thank you, bought me the towels, okay?
Uh-huh.
When I go into my bathroom, it's small. It's like a, you know, crappy New York bathroom. I feel like a Persian princess. My feet sink.
Hey, that's my title.
Okay, yeah, I finally feel like Jen Goldstein. I feel like a Persian princess. I feel cocooned by these towels. I'm just telling you guys, I'm not bragging. I'm saying if you want to treat yourself.
Okay, I looked it up, the super pile towel from Abyss.
Yes.
Just the hand towel.
Yeah, just the hand.
It's $42.
I've got two.
You have a $42 hand towel.
Yeah, and I really wash my hands before I wipe them on the towel. So it's like I double cleanse my hands.
They're all pretty, but then there's like a shitty towel next to it, like dry, and then just like cuddle with the
guys.
With
I don't
towel.
Want you to think I'm bragging. I'm in awe of these towels every single day, and now I treat them every time. I wash them separately. I wash them with the exact like to the specifications. My husband's not allowed to wash them.
You follow the
to the specifications. I have it screenshotted on my phone how to wash these because I'm gonna die like a shroud in these towels.
I love it.
Okay, so the name is Abyss, but the point is treat yourself to something nice that might not be a beauty product. It might just be something special you see in your bathroom or your bedroom. It will really just like lift your spirits. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.